Okay, so Minhag HaChadas. So, so the Kalb Minhag HaChadas is like this, that a bracha b'etzem goes on forever, unless one has some type of reason to break it off. Last week we discussed, Alachas Shani Makim, and this week we discussed Alachas HaChadas. So we say you make a bracha, you can eat for the rest of your life, as long as you don't have some type of HaChadas, technically. Bracha Shana will live on. The problem with that is, until you have some type of now we saw sleeping, we saw on Kaf Ayin Chesef Zayin, a person slept in a Suda. So if it was Shinas Ara, it's not a Hefsek. But if it's Shinas Keva, that'll be a Hefsek. So it's not going to work for the rest of your life because if you have a Shinas Keva, that'll be a Hefsek. But in terms of doing it the whole day, so technically it's okay. The issue is going to be Alts Bracha Achreina. That if you make a you eat and you have like a nice long break, so you messed up here. You lost your bracha achreina. I mean, right? There's a shirikol, which we'll see more on Kaf.
And once you have a shirikol, then it's mevor that you miss you.
Right, you lost the bracha achreina on Kaf that chilek of it. So, if you didn't the whole time, we'll discuss when you get to Kaf Dalet. But besides, if you're having a nice long break in between, so then you're getting into issue. Therefore, the place can recommend that you should make a, if you have a shir. And you're planning on taking a break, so you should make a bracha achrein. It's kedai to make a bracha achrein, break it, and make a hafsik, and not just make one bracha the whole day, because you're losing hanging about of the shir. But it would be negay if somebody's eating something which doesn't make bracha achrein. For example, if you coffee tea, which you're not having the shir. You know, you have to, if you go like the Mishnah Berurah, you have to have a shir of kedesh shir revius. So it's not going to be a shir. So then what's it called again? Want to touch one more time?
Yeah, sure.
If it's not in the share, so then that's where there will be negeya. Okay, so now, therefore, that's where it's going to be negeya. Now, the place is going to be now between Rav Yashiv that benegeya has
chadat. That's negeya because he doesn't need a bracha achrena.
Yeah, a bracha achrena, so therefore, you could just take coffee and tea, drink the whole Seder, and let's say during Seder, you're like, hey, take another one coffee, I can have another coffee, just like, you're pounding away, keep yourself up. Shavuos night, right? You know, just be drinking a whole bunch of other things over there. If you don't have Hesachadas, then it would go on. Now, even a person that has Hesachadas, he's machli, he's not going to eat. So the Sabracha brings down B'Shem Rav Yashiv that nowadays there are clouds. A person doesn't really have Hesachadas. Like it's normal person, oh, I'm not going to eat. It's like, you're already not eating, goes back and forth. Therefore, we're not really considered Hesachadas unless there's a Sibo, you have Hesachadas. For example, I don't know, you're planning and stop eating because you have to go catch the bus. Then you're about to leave, and then your wife's like, hey, I need you to, I don't know, whatever. So yeah, you have to stay home now. So then maybe that makes it Hesachadas. But just stam, unless a person's being Masudadik, a person, and a person, you know, then he says, Milstam will not be a Hesachadas.
Even if it says a Havon on a Bari?
No, I'm not getting problem without that. I'm going Hachalata. Let's say Havon on a Bari. I'm going to person, it's like, I'm done eating. Like, whatever. Okay, you finished your meal. Okay. Now, in terms of the different hefsek, which the Gemara brings down, the Shnachar brings down. First, you wash my achreinim, you can't eat and you can't drink until you do Birkas HaMazon. So, first, Mishra says, the chachili should not be mafsek b'dibur, even mat, because take him to the bracha. And he says, even waiting, sham rubach l'tila koshna iskak b'ezeh isek, shouldn't be isek anything in between mayim achreinim and how long is that? Even waiting?
Mm-hmm. The Magen Avraham by Natil Yadayim holds, says that he doesn't have a raya. That it's, meaning, the Magen Avraham in Natil Yadayim says that all you see is that Chav Beis is not takeif.
Right.
Less than Chav Beis, Zak Jacobi is also not takeif, but it's not clear how
it's
much.
It's not clear, yeah.
No. Clear over here, by us, saying it's Mavor that the amount of time it takes for four people to wash is Al Kopanim takeif.
Right.
Saying that, so you're not dealing, you may be dealing with a few seconds.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like, well, family does like 10 seconds.
Oh,
I think
well, Chav Beis Psias is.
Oh, I think that, but you have to cheshbon with the mill, like how much the mill is just to do the math like that. That's how they got to it. Now, in Kuf Pei Aleph, we're going to talk about here, because the Rebbe, in Kuf Pei Aleph, I think it's Chav Dalet, Mishra writes that even saying the Vitura in between, I feel the Vitura, even the Vitura has to be mafsek between the Tila and because of Mazda, therefore, Sharam Alis or Naris Bavel, the Chila should be done before My Mechorinim. Yeah, I'm sure he's on. Yes, come on, Chris. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. There's no issue to eat. You just have to go ahead and make another bracha. Kachas Achim will hakel. That's what I'm going to say. What's up with that? Maybe he's never a lacha. Right. And as they said that, he brings down a bracha, I guess, in terms of whether is a date. If you want to eat and go ahead and do my machrim again to get the tequila to bracha. So Mr. writes, it's like a mashul achachila, you know. It's a mashul achachila not to do it, but not to be mafsik. Lemais, if somebody needs to be mafsik, like he says, if something happens, he said, "Lapsa b'divish in rest lechalish leis hasi yisik hasuk liyama." But if the isik would come out, a person would have to be mafsik, for example. If he went to the bathroom, it's actually yatsar or something like that. I will come back to the guest in my machinim. But then, you just wash your hands again. Because the first achdas is doing tiasidayim. The word is astef nekil kevet tiyah bracha. You're not supposed to go ahead and be mafsik. And if you did it, the maisa, you would, and you want to eat. So then, I said, like, you shouldn't do it, but about the Ruby example. Guy washed my machrein, and his wife's like, "Oh, made this was delicious dessert for you." So, we're saying. Just eat and. Eat and. What's called again? No, that would be a case which would be it. Now, somebody says, Havel in the Varach, it's like it's brought down. If it's Havel in the Varach, it's Hasradas. So, you can't drink. And Chalik is Rosh Abayin, or Chil is in the Kishtiya. Do you say that Chil is in the Kishtiya, the first half-sek? Rian and Ran says, no, Chil is different, even though you're sick from eating. But you could go ahead and eat, because as long as you can wash your hands, the person's not stuck like I'm eating. So the type of the person that is not a full Hesek Adas, and stuck for a person to go ahead and eat. So Rilach brings down that, how we place him serving Adas Rosh? I'm the Chashuk Marasud, Af HaChil, Asul Lebracha. Chaver says later on, if a vade yishosh lechach Hashem levarch, you gain some mamish involved in a suffer brachas, and if you say have levarch, one should not go ahead and eat lechachila because suffer brachas. I still write down psal chokhma. He says shir malas. That's the hezra das. I would think Mistoma, yeah.
I would also.
Yeah, he says not. I don't know, I'm not sure why. I think about people, it's much more like.
That it's not considered even as a chadaf, or that it's not considered Havlan.
I think he says that people drink after eat afterwards. I don't know what I'm saying. But, I don't know. Playing. Shigal Chedesh. But, yeah.
I'll just ask him.
And yes, this is based. On Shulchan Acherim, so then we say Havel Mevarech is not considered Hesek Hadas until the Baal Bayis goes ahead and does the rest. You say, so that is not really Hesek Hadas. Where is the gate? It's getting you by somebody's house. It's like you're in a restaurant, right? Or you're in a hotel. So you're Tali in the other, you're like, Oichal Shulchan Acherim. So then the Lach is in an epic city Hesek Hadas.
I mean, when you're in a restaurant,
the rest of the year, a little more the balabas. I'm saying, I mean, you tell over and yeah. Let's skip to my machrinim and we'll come back to the cafe afterwards. In terms of my machrinim, so my machrinim is considered a chayva. Why is it considered a chayva? Two reasons: either because yidaim is our zomasein, the dirty from the chila, and psul bracha, and sukkasvi some gdashim. Skashim is in my Mishainim and Eastern Kadesh is my Machrainim. That's one reason. It's like he didn't compare Alpha.
Yeah.
And the second reason is smell of stamens. If he was, since you have no stamens, it's a So it's a chashash that if I take a chashash, a second person going blind, therefore it's going to be a chiv to do it. So the most is ma'amchan chayva, right? That's you have a need to say dvar alacha at a suda, so right, the shortest ones, right? Ma'amchan chayva, right? Three words, right? That's the minhag now. Ma'amchan chayva, and yeah, it's brought down if you only have a zag amount of water between ma'am rishenim and ma'am achreinim. So he says you should samsim ma'am rishenim in order to have a little water for ma'am achreinim. So he says you ma'am should have a little bit. It's okay, fine. So nowadays is ma'am rishenim, discussion what goes first. But go ahead and be careful ma'am achreinim is okay. Now what's the reason why that those which are make goal? Because being that bizman hazeh that yishim sefiyot, they don't take ma'am achreinim because Melch's name is not something which is skiach in our societies. So therefore there are those who are more mekel not to do mayim achrenim. The goyin was machmer ki yedua, that he says that that's a grabi way to do it. Like amena, why Melch's name is and yedem zem is sanageya. Magvram says in Mishim Kabbalim that Avadish Mizar Mayim Achrenim, Mashal Zvei Machmer Mayim Achrenim, Vegeis Zvei Machmer, and definitely Kabbalah is a grace Indian, up in Nigla, there is a Vekuach, but definitely Kabbalah is a grace Indian. But the Iker reason, the place can say, is more Mitzad Kabbalah. Nafkamina is what's with Nashim. So if it's out the Dini de Gemara's Melchstamus, or Yidam, your hands being clean about the Nashim, or the Zilberchi of Mayim Achrenim as men, no difference. If we're having any Kabbalah, so it's Yidua that the Teres Ariya and Kabbalah is not something Nimsar the Nashim. And if the Shele Shivlev and Shu brings down that we're not so Machmer Nashim, because being that it's the main reason is out Divrei Kabbalah Bizman Hazeh. Now, there are some people which are Mekel, and actually Yekis are unlike the Dua. They weren't so much into Kabbalistic Inyanim. They go like the Mechaber, that they don't do Mamachrenim. But everyone agrees if your hands are dirty, then everyone agrees. And the only reason why nowadays the Sfer of hands being dirty is not Nachish, because Zuma is very relative, right? When do you need a shower, right? Different societies have a different attitude when you need a shower, when your hands are dirty. So the Mechaber is saying, nowadays, we don't care so much about our hands. But if somebody is, I feel no, you can, other spaces, he has to wash his hands. So anybody whose hands are dirty, or if you normally wash your hands, or if your hands are dirty, then about the one would move to go ahead and wash his hands.
I'm saying, and then it has cold DNA in the Yitzhak, no?
Called DNA of Mayim Achrenim. Saying,
I meant Mayim Achrenim, takeif and not to be mafsik.
Yeah, takeif, not to be mafsik, and whatever. No, even I'll pick a ball. If we go, I'll pick a ball. It is a din, and we still do all the halachas.
No, I'm just saying, klapi develop, kilu. It's not like, it's a little bit like on the wayside.
Right. Now, that's the same. So if you do Mayim Achrenim, some people are yakish and they don't do Mayim Achrenim. Fine. Yes, I'm not going to say that. If you're doing it, you do it right. Now, what does he do it right? Number one has to be takeif, like we said. There's a perfect reason that's got the chavdal over here. Don't say divrei Torah even. So for sure you can't shmooze, for sure divrei Torah. And if you talk, the chayish wash again. It's supposed to be takeif, and it's supposed to be mafsik. And for sure shmoozing, even divrei Torah, as we said, shemal is supposed to be before ma'am achreinim, and one is not supposed to be mafsik. Now, rather for one, like we said before, someone has to be mafsik, there's lightning outside, right? So you have to say, you have to make the bracha, or person has to go to the bathroom, ashiyotzer. So then you would do it, and then afterwards go ahead and wash again. But by the chila, one is not supposed to be mafsik. So how do you do my machrainim? So in terms of what's the shear? I mean, in terms of what do you need first? So Chaver brings down Batsam, any water beside any liquid would be okay.
The Yekis aren't right to do even the ones that are machmer to wash their hands.
No, but you have my back wash your hands, I don't talk about then there. If the Melch's name is in that type of svar, then that's not English. Yeah, okay, so how far do you have to wash? How much water do you need for my machrenim? So, Shmuel is cutting your tests, brings down. Kasev Beisesef, Mayamachim ain't so good share. Doesn't a share? All you need is enough kid, Lidiachim is Yadav. Clean your hands. The Kohen brings down a Revius. Etzem, you don't need, it doesn't need a share. There's a Kohen which says maybe you need a Revius. Halfway after wash, so the Mechaber says that you have to go till Perek Sheni, which is going to be till the second knuckle. Ralacha says from the Goyin, that's telling the Mechalikas of Samach Aleph, we have to wash. Is Iker Din second knuckle or Kishir's Basif? If he says Achila, you should wash Gidekol, Achila to Zideakol, Kishir's Nemaim, that one should wash at Kishir's Basif, that's the Achila thing for one to do. Shur brings down a Sifkata and Kaf Aleph, meaning Mashkim works, even Shemen, Vash, Chalov, Chusmi Yayin, Echshavusa, anything besides Yayin, which is Chash to be able to go to use. Someone said, like this, in a place with no water. The water was shut down, they didn't have any water. So then we can use is spit, like a saliva.
I have the shayla, and I'm from my machrenim stomach. Like, if your hands are dirty, stomach is supposed to clean it.
It's hard. I don't think the saliva that cleans it, right?
Let's say you have blood on your hands.
Right.
So you have midin, you have to wash them, right?
You say?
If you want to make a bracha or learn, right, you have to wash them. You wouldn't be able to use, like, this right, to get your hands.
So I brought down, I forget from where it is. A spit is not a midin monkey, and that's not something which would be good. Yeah, Kasach when coming in Mayim, which are possible, we shine them all the Mayim we spoke on Kasach Aleph, it's possible, and that's Malacha, and Sham Rison, in Mayim, which is possible, it's Behema, it's Kashlach Rena, it's Kashlach Rena. Again, it's Rachlam Kayach Kli, Kayach Kavim Kli. Another very important thing is the Chizzi dying place of them. Somebody has a Chitzitza, so then the Chitzitza doesn't passel over here, and therefore, if your hands are he's doing to get it clean, but about chetzisa wouldn't pass. Now it's brought down that mayim achrinim have the reich ra, so therefore he has to do ala karka. You do ala karka, the reich ra is going to be shayra. It's a sakana laver lem. It's a mokush in everyone shayra, you can do like a karka, but if you start on a karka, that is a problem. Therefore you're doing the kli. I'm sure brings down Yishkin to do on the Ritzvah if you don't have a Kli. Because Dafka every character is a problem. I'm thinking the Ritzvah floor is not an issue. I'm sure is the Chachila ideally likes you to be Machrain. Now, the Minigai Lim is that they cover the Machrain with something or they take it off. That's not really mentioned in Mishabur. Where that comes from the what's called again, the Kaf Chaim brings down that bring out this Ruach Ra. So you shouldn't like have Ruach Ra, Mogul on your table. And therefore you cover it. Yeah, that's where when that comes from. So you have to wash your hands and decide if they're dry or not. So Chaim brings down Yishim Ha'Rechonim Yitzir Niga Ram Menage Ha'Rechom Barak. Went to Rambam, you have to Menage and also make a bracha, right? Went to Rambam. Why? Because Rambam was not going to Tila Nigav. And Mishavur says, Toiv Ha'Nagel V'Lelotz is in that school. I think the Ikka Kedishim people don't like people which are not Rabbi Ma'Rechonim, I would say is, number one, how far to do it? The chila at kishur's place. I think that's number one. Two is that you have to dry your, the chila is supposed to dry your hands. I think a lot of people don't know that. And right, also the nekuda in terms of being mafsik, that you know you're supposed to be takeif, and therefore even chafta lamos and talking, and all those things are things which I think. Maybe you can use the chizek. So just a cafe quickly that you're not supposed to take off with the bread on a lechem until you have to break some mazon. What's the reason why? Because that's the nicker that you're making a bracha Hashem on the chesed. It's like great. And also the bracha is only sure on something which has a davar, like a pach shemesh shel Elisha, something which is there. And that's why you have to, you don't take off the lechem up if you have to break some mazon. If you're not Mishai pass al shulchani, you don't see some bracha ba'ilam, you don't see some bracha. The Shatzim brings down that he's supposed to have on so his first he says he's Meshabeach and he's like Hilash and Mezach Lim Bechem HaShulchanam Kol Shana Kech Mevedeyam Here's Rabbi Shneidvarm. It's Chelkaniyim. And one year it's having a Chelkaniyim, having the Shirachim in your house. And he says, Gamma Zavitara Shulchan. It's not Bachar, because Ani who? He's Ani. Gamma Dabi Zavitara, Al Shulchan. So there's two things that touch Yeshiva Bachar, right? The poor, and they talk about money on the table. That's a touch. Stam Yeshiva Bachar. Yeah, Shatzim brings down, it says, Katan Gimel, that he's supposed to be a shire on the table. Why? In order the Ani should come. So that's the reason why he's supposed to be a shire on the table. So he says, Fiza, you should have big pieces. Small ones shouldn't have. You have to have big pieces.
So the question is that it shouldn't be Katan Mamish, no?
Right.
Does that mean that they have to be Kazayas, or they just shouldn't be a crumb?
It shouldn't be a crumb. Something which is like a day in the Sina.
But now, it doesn't have to be a Kazayas.
But nowadays, it's not a Gaya, because nowadays, you're not taking your leftover bread and whatever. You know, it's not really the. Yeah, and Mechaber says that you shouldn't make pas shlema, put it on the shulchan. If you have pitin and you have cut pieces and you bring a pas shlema, so if it looks like you don't have a zarek, that's the minig of the vazar. Who didn't? If you have a shlema on the shulchan, you shouldn't bring pitin because it looks like you're doing for a zar. So who didn't? The Yishai Pitan on the Shulchan Gei Shleima. Yishu Kedov Yisachat Sama Shulchan, take it off. Rav Shabbos, Yishu Kedov, take it off. Because everyone knows that they covered Shabbos. So Shabbos is going to make it during the week, and it's going to be in the gay. You have a loaf of bread left over and a half a loaf. Saying, Betzim, Bisayit. Mishpura is coming, Bisayit, saying that you should go ahead and take it off. And the Chai brings down a lach, that he's supposed to cover the knife, Bishas.
If it was left over, a full loaf, you have to take it off?
It's a full loaf and a half a loaf. You have both.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Shabbos will be make all, but he's not so happy about it. As far as cover the knives, what's the reason why? The reason why is two reasons why. Because number one is Barzel is Makatsi Me'adam, and it shouldn't be on the Shulchan, which is the Mizbeach, which is Marech Me'adam. And the second thing is that once somebody got the Bani Shalayim, remember the Korban, it went like he stabbed himself. So first of all, the shmuzin, they bring out this, siba. They hear what's going on over here. A guy is saying, Bani Shalayim. He once took a knife and he stabbed himself. And therefore, we have to can't have a knife on the table. It's like, what does that have to do with us? So the answer is that Chazal worry that a stam person is like very depressed about the korban. And you see a knife and starts saying, Bani Shalayim. He gets so depressed, he might stab himself. And you see how that paragashim they had for the Korban once upon a time. I never that in the Tisha B'Av
Shmuzin. I mean,
maybe I said that. But Akapanim, those are the two reasons. What's nafkin? I mean, nafkin is plastic knife. If as far as knife, so then the guy's gonna stab. If as far as like Barz Makatsim Yeldam, so then a plastic knife would not be issue. If the issue is else. Then you guys can stab himself, so knife would yes be the issue. I might say Shabbos Yantav, we're not makbar on it. That's the reasons why, because it could be Shabbos Yantav. It's not a Yom Sara, it's not a Zman of Dinim, and different Mechaber brings down that Shabbos Yantav, the meaning is to be makel. Okay, I guess we'll stop here.